Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It was on this date back in 1941, the 900-day siege of Leningrad by German forces began during World War II, and we call that a 900-day siege, but it actually lasted closer to, I think, 870, not quite 900. But we talked about the Battle of Britain yesterday, and the siege of Leningrad is a bit of a different story. It was much more grueling for the people of Leningrad and much more, I don't want to say devastating, but it was not a good time for the people of Leningrad while the German forces were sieging them. But yeah, we call it the 900-day siege, and it resulted in the deaths of some 1 million of the city's civilians and Red Army defenders. Germany made a fairly daring move invading Russia at all, especially considering how many people and how willing they were to throw people at the German army. But as Germany was invading, they decided to go after Leningrad, which was a major industrial center and the USSR's second largest city. They thought it would be a good way to cripple the economy of Russia. Whether or not that was the wisest choice is yet to be seen, but it was a fairly deadly invasion on Leningrad. More than 2 million residents ended up staying in Leningrad. It originally had about 3 million. About a million of them managed to evacuate, but about 2 million stayed for one reason or another, whether they couldn't evacuate or whether they just didn't want to leave their homes. That's anybody's guess, but many of the people that were evacuated were actually replaced by refugees from other areas who had fled to Leningrad. So Leningrad was pretty packed with people to begin with anyway. About everyone who was able-bodied, men, boys, even women, children, got kind of constricted to build defenses in Leningrad as the Germans were starting to attack. And before long, the Germans had cut off rail lines, supply lines, blocked all the roads, and had just started tightening a noose around Leningrad as they launched a more dedicated offensive to the east of Leningrad in October, and finally did completely cut off all their highways and rail lines, things of that nature. Finnish forces came from the north and just completely encircled this city, made it impossible for really anything to get in or out. German artillery and air bombardments started coming several times a day, just trying to take this city and get them to surrender, sort of throw up in the gates and stop resisting. Daily rations for civilians started getting severely reduced. Early German bombardments actually ended up causing fires in some of their storehouses and burned down a lot of the food supplies. So the daily rations for civilian came down to about 125 grams of bread, which is about a thick slice of bread per day. Starvation started setting in Leningrad, especially during December when it was really cold and they couldn't grow anything. And keep in mind, in Leningrad, it gets down to, negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit in Russia during the winter. So people were starving, trying to make makeshift armament out of roofs and things like that just to hold off the Germans, and they were also freezing to death while all of that was happening. You know, it's a common misconception, actually, while I'm thinking about it, that the Russian winter was some sort of savior to the people of Russia, in that it kept the German forces at bay. A historian once wrote, and I can't remember his name, but he once wrote that if the Russian winter was a general, he would be tried for treason, because he killed as many Russians as he did Germans. The winters were just as brutal on the Russians as they were on the Germans. It's just the Russians knew how bad things could get. But residents were, burning books and their furniture to stay warm during the winter. They were searching for food, like anywhere they could find it. They went to the city zoo and started eating the zoo animals. They started eating their household pets. People were taking wallpaper paste, which was made from potatoes, and they were eating that. People were finding, like, leather in their shoes and boiling that into jelly. they were eating grass and weeds. They were starving. The local scientists were actually trying to find ways to eat pine needles and tobacco dust. Maybe thousands of people actually resorted to cannibalism, eating the dead. And in a couple of cases, actually, people were murdered for to be eaten. It was a very bad situation. In fact, the Leningrad police actually had to create a special division specifically to combat cases of cannibalism. Eventually, Russian forces from the north went across a frozen lake, what they called a water and ice trail, which not a very safe road to drive on, but also not expected by the Germans. And they made a supply line that did manage to make it into Leningrad and get thousands of residents out and bring many more food as they were going in. It was in January of 1943 that Red Army soldiers finally did break the German line, rupturing the blockade and creating a more efficient supply route that wasn't on a frozen lake. And for the rest of the winter and then during the next, the Road of Life across that frozen lake and that broken supply line supplied food and got people out of Leningrad. Eventually, an oil pipeline and electric cables were laid on the lake bed, and things started getting better. And the German forces, meeting with a lot of attrition from the people of Leningrad, did end up retreating from the city in January of 1944. A giant Soviet offensive came afterward to sort of sweep the Germans out of Russia, or I guess the USSR technically at that point. And the 872-day siege of Leningrad ended up at the end of the day costing estimated 1 million Soviet lives and perhaps hundreds of thousands more, because it's hard to estimate those sort of numbers. And no one suffered more loss of life in World War II than the Russians. The Russians by far suffered the most loss of life in World War II. The Soviet government ended up awarding the Order of Lenin to the people of Leningrad in 1945, paying tribute to their endurance during the grueling siege. The city did not regain its pre-war population of 3 million until the 1960s. It was just a brutal state of affairs for everyone there. Well, that has just been just a bit about the siege of Leningrad. Thank you for joining me for this little history segment. Remember, if you like these that I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the On Demand tab and go down to find a history segment you're interested in. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.